but you never forget all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take, but more than anything. Yeah, more than anything. My wish for you is that this life becomes all that you want it to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. Yeah, this is my wish. Yeah. My wish for you is that this life becomes
familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal drug agents say there is an alarming uptick in methamphetamine seizures. The DEA says it's on pace to confiscate twice the amount of meth than it did last year. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Mexican drug cartels are also hiding and producing meth in dangerous new ways.
Meth disguised as watermelons. Other shipments secretly mixed with celery and onions. And now what Murphy says is a frightening new strategy by the cartels. Turning meth into pill form, making it more marketable by taking away the stigma of injecting it or smoking it.
The consumer price index edging up last month. Analysts say President Trump's tariffs on imported goods are likely behind the rise. It comes as the Federal Reserve is considering an interest rate cut. In New Jersey, flash floods are blamed for at least two deaths last night. Officials say a car in Plainfield was swept away in a brook. New York City's subway system also impacted by the rapid rainfall. More storms on tap today and the threat of tornadoes in the Midwest. This is ABC News. Opening statements begin today in Colorado in the trial of a dentist accused of poisoning his wife's protein shakes.
James Craig was a popular Colorado dentist, seen in photos smiling with his wife of 23 years and their six children. But prosecutors say he set out and succeeded in poisoning his wife to start a new life amid financial troubles and an apparent affair, allegedly ordering arsenic online and eventually killing her with cyanide and an ingredient found in over-the-counter eye drops. She died during her third trip to a hospital. Craig has pleaded not guilty, claiming police were biased against him. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police in Atlanta say they are looking for a suspect accused of breaking into Beyoncé's choreographer's car. The suspect is accused of stealing sensitive material, and that includes some of Beyoncé's unreleased music. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Hot and humid today, with high temperatures scraping the low 90s and the humidity behind it making it really feel more like the mid-90s. With feisty winds and sunny skies, showers and storms are likely this afternoon. High winds and heavy rainfall are the hazards. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. A man hit by a vehicle fleeing Milwaukee police has died. On Monday night, officers tried to stop a vehicle from recklessly driving on the city's northwest side. The chase followed in when the vehicle struck a bus shelter, 2 parked cars, and a 55-year-old pedestrian. The 35-year-old driver was arrested and hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Criminal charges are being sent to the DA's office. There's an effort to make the monarch butterfly Wisconsin's official butterfly. Ted Allen has more.
The proposal was introduced by Republican lawmakers Monday at Appleton's Butterfly Gardens of Wisconsin. The owner of the gardens, Jack Voigt, says the initiative is vital to maintaining the species in the state.
The passage of this bill will create more public awareness for the need to increase the monarch population.
Monarch colonies traditionally migrate to Wisconsin each summer.
The monarch butterfly is currently an endangered species. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ready for an unforgettable summer experience? Join us for 1 week endless possibilities as EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 21st through the 27th. Explore thousands of aircraft, experience world-class daily air shows, 2 night air shows with fireworks that light up the sky, and celebrate the spirit of aviation with people from around the world. Get your tickets now at eaa.org/tickets and join us for the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West, Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The Homeless Veterans Center at Klein Hall in Chippewa Falls and in Green Bay will be closing September 30th. The closing is the result of the state of Wisconsin not increasing the funding for the program by $1.9 million in the current state budget. 31st State Senator Jeff Smith says it's not an oversight by lawmakers. He says he had offered an amendment to keep the funding in the next budget, but that amendment failed.
No, it's worse than that. It is not an oversight. That makes it much worse. The governor had it in his budget. Republicans majority took it out of the budget. And then I proposed an amendment on the floor to put it back in, and that was rejected. There was only one Republican who voted with me on that, and that was Senator Jacques, who is in Green Bay, and I suppose trying to do the same thing. And saw the writing on the wall that he better support his facility in Green Bay.
With the closure of Chippewa Falls and Green Bay, the only facility left for homeless veterans now is in Union Grove. The Tarrant Park Pool has new hours. Starting next Monday, adult lap swim will be Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Open swim will be daily from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and from 6 to 9 p.m. Adult lap swim is limited to those 18 years and older, and the open swim is open to everyone of all ages. The city is also looking at extending the season for the pool. Now, depending on staffing levels, the city is attempting to try to keep the pool open until Labor Day weekend. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Martell Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 53-year-old Carl Schneider of Spring Valley was traveling northbound on Highway J when he lost control and entered the ditch. Schneider was taken to Regents Hospital in St. Paul. A woman who was attacked by a black bear Saturday in Barron County remains hospitalized. 69-year-old Karen Fry was attacked by the animal in Comstock and called 911 for help. Fry was last reported to be in stable condition. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says they're working to locate the bear with plans to euthanize it after it is found. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit WWT.net. /medical or call 231-2000.
Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron recognized the Durand, Arkansas School District's new Early Learning Child Care Center project during the last council meeting. Milliron says the new facility will help to improve the quality of life for area families, and he said it would be positive economically for the community.
You know, if you're a parent and all of a sudden, the school district offers this, and that is a positive thing for the community, which leads to future economic development or so on, type of things like that, because people stay in the community, people work in the community, those types of things.
The district is planning on having the new facility constructed and open by the fall of 2026. The Dunn County Health Department will be providing lead screening tests for children. The screening is a simple blood test to see if there's lead in children's blood due to an exposure of lead in their environment. KT Gallagher, the director of the Dunn County Health Department, is encouraging parents to get their children tested because almost half of the houses in Dunn County were built before lead-based paint was banned, she said. She went on to say there's no safe exposure to lead. A blood test is the only way to know if your child's been exposed. If you have questions or to make an appointment, you're advised to call the Dunn County Health Department. Authorities are sharing the name of a man who died after being recovered over the weekend in the Chippewa River. Crews on Sunday responded to the reports that an unresponsive man had been found on the water near the Water Street Bridge. The man, identified as 45-year-old Douglas LaBarge of Eau Claire, was taken to the scene to a local hospital, but later died. Charges are being filed against two suspects following a high-speed chase in Jackson County. Deputies on Sunday attempted to pull over a vehicle and arrest 47-year-old Jeremy Guy, who was wanted on a felony arrest warrant. Police say Guy eventually did stop the vehicle, but fled the scene on foot. He was arrested a short time later, as well as his passenger. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's Navy Week in Milwaukee this week. This week's event gives people who live far from major naval bases the opportunity to view Navy equipment, meet Navy personnel, and welcome Wisconsin-based sailors back home. The event is also commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. The U.S. Navy Band will be performing around the Milwaukee area. The event concludes with participation of the Blue Angels Flight Squadron during the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. That's this weekend. More information can be found at the Navy Weeks tab at outreach.navy.mil. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnikin.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Hot and humid today, with high temperatures scraping the low 90s and the humidity behind it, making it really feel more like the mid-90s. With feisty winds and sunny skies, showers and storms are likely this afternoon. High winds and heavy rainfall are the hazards. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Paul Skeens facing Tarek Skubal in tonight's Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Atlanta. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The American League shooting for its second straight All-Star win and 11th in the last 12. Brewer rookie Jacob Mizorowski has not been in Milwaukee long, but he'll play in tonight's contest.
It's an honor, and I'm more than happy to be here. And, you know, you're never going to say no to coming to one of these things, but it's definitely not something I was on my bucket list for 2025.
Closer Trevor McGill also on the National League roster. Brewers wrapped up the final day of the 2025 first-year player draft, selecting a total of 17 players on day two. During the two-day, 20-round process, the Brewers grabbing 12 high school players, more than any other team in baseball for the second straight year. Bleacher Report has released its top 100 NBA players of all time list. Giannis Antetokounmpo checks in at number 24. Former Buck Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at number 3. Oscar Robinson, 14th. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have received resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Zilich defeats one of the best ever in Sonoma. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. For all the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Trouble, turn number three.
More reward. More chaos. More chills.
Wow.
And more thrills.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Welcome to more what you asked for. And a whole lot more to come.
Let's go.
Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Xfinity at Dover. Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on TNT Sports.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
It has been difficult for anyone to beat Shane Van Gisbergen on road courses this season, whether it be in the NASCAR Cup Series or Xfinity Series. Connor Zilich was able to do just that in a classic battle between the two last Saturday in the Xfinity Series race at Sonoma, a feat that he knew he could accomplish one day.
I knew I could do it all along. It was just a matter of doing it and executing and doing my job. And you know, I knew you have to be perfect to beat the guy. He's really good. And you know, I commend him for that. And I look up to him as a driver and a person.
For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Cattle don't like extreme heat any more than we do. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's what you can do to help cattle avoid the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
For cattle to have maximum performance in the summer, they require the same comforts that we do on a sizzling hot day. They should have access to shade with good airflow and ventilation. Water is a big deal, and there should be plenty of it available at all times. Cattle will drink out of a muddy pond if they have to, but it's better to have cool, fresh water. It's been said that 40 degrees is considered t-shirt weather for cows, so on these hot days, watch for signs of heat stress. They can include labored breathing, open mouth breathing, and restlessness. Dr. Brian Lubbers is an associate professor of food animal therapeutics at Kansas State University. He says along with noting daytime high temperatures, you should also monitor the nighttime low temperatures.
When the sun's out and it's hot, they'll absorb a lot of heat and then they'll dissipate that heat in the overnight hours as it cools off. When we get into trouble, especially with the more extreme heat stress events, is when we don't have those cooler nighttime temperatures. And so if I'm telling people to really watch for heat stress, it's when those nighttime temperatures are staying high as well, because it doesn't allow cattle to get rid of that heat in the cooler hours. And certainly when we have multiple days in a row of that kind of weather pattern, that's really a time to be vigilant.
If you don't have to handle cattle during times of extreme daytime and nighttime temperatures, he says it's best to avoid it.
But if you have to, make sure you're handling cattle kind of in the coolest part of the day, which is generally early morning. So if we can do it even a little bit as the sun's coming up or even a little bit before, that's a good time, because that exercise and motion is just going to make that heat stress worse if they're already stressed a little bit.
Learn more about heat stress in cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Mixed to higher in grains and livestock on Tuesday. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at Stone X. Arlen, grains and oil seeds showing a little bit of green here through midday trade. This corn market, again, trying to find some momentum here after a solid day on Monday. I know crop ratings estimates came out Monday afternoon. Things held steady or improved for soybeans. Overall, it's looking like a somewhat positive day here in the grains and oil seeds on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of value buying come in. When you look at what corn did yesterday, reversing off of its early lows, which were new lows for the move, seeing some short covering come in there, and it did so on good volume. I think we're at a point we're saying, okay, it's mid-July. There's a lot of growing season left. How low do we want to go this early in the growing season? End users see some, the lower we get, see more risk of prices going higher if problems were developed. Speculative funds who have big profits on short positions start getting nervous, and you get this correction in the market. It doesn't seem to have a lot of momentum behind it at this point, but it's certainly encouraging to producers to see a little green on the screen. In fact, the market recognizes there's a lot of growing season to go. Gets boosted a little bit by wheat over half the harvest now behind us. That's typically a point when the market starts to find a little bit of stability and the seasonal harvest pressure starts to ease up, and then that helps with corn a little bit as well. Soybeans have traded both sides of unchanged overall. Still same factors at play there with some value buying, but at the same time, disappointment that we haven't seen China buying anything yet for the new crop, and typically July is a month when they do quite a bit of new crop buying for fall delivery, and they just simply haven't been present at all.
Looking over at that protein complex, it's looking like a classic turnaround Tuesday in cattle futures, Arlen.
Yeah, certainly is. We're continuing to get strength in the cash market, being at a, at a premium to the board, providing that support. We're still below the recent highs, but overall this market seems well supported at this point. Packer margins going back deep in the red once again, as the product market has been falling, particularly for some of the higher price cuts, now that we're past the peak of barbecue season. But overall demand for the product is still sufficient that packers are looking for the animals in a limited supply, and that's holding the cash up.
All right. That's Arlen Suderman with Stonax on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
It's never too early to think about next season. With Alcivia's Verity Input Financing, you can lock in crop inputs early, manage cash flow, and stay ready to act when opportunity knocks. Flexible, farmer-focused, and built to protect your operation from risk. Let's set you up for success in 2026. Visit Alcivia.com or call Alcivia today at 608-819-4401. 608-819-4401 and plan with confidence.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The Dairy Checkoff continues to be powered by innovation. We'll explain coming up.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stressed about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Dairy Checkoff continues to build trust and drive sales, all while being powered by innovation. Staying relevant means reimagining what milk can be. Anne Marie Splitstone, an Executive Vice President of Partnerships at Dairy Management Incorporated, shares how the Dairy Checkoff team got started working on milk innovation and why the work matters to farmers.
Back in 2015, there was a lot of discussion about what should we be doing to really revitalize fluid milk and really focus on slowing the declines that we were seeing. The main goal of pulling together a group of farmers and experts on revitalizing the category was really kind of twofold: how to drive milk as milk, and then how to drive milk as an ingredient in a value-added sort of way. One of the ways was starting up a number of partnerships and understanding the power of brands to really drive the category, and that's where a lot of our partnerships in the fluid milk arena started.
Sylvia Robles, Vice President of Partnerships at Dairy Management Incorporated, shares more about a Checkoff partnership with Dairy Farmers of America that resulted in the recent launch of Milk 50.
DMI and DFA have had a long-standing 10-year partnership. And as part of the partnership in 2022, we tested some initial new product concepts. And then that emerged, Milk 50 emerged as a nugget of an idea. We needed to land what was the right combination of protein and carbs that would be compelling to consumers and still get to that 50-calorie concept. So stay tuned as we continue to track the launch and see how it's doing in the market.
Meeting consumer demand for food and beverages that deliver health benefits remains a key Checkoff strategy. Dairy is well suited to meet these demands, which will help drive increased milk sales, according to Robles.
Dairy is a complete protein, so it's well suited for multiple needs beyond just building muscles and aiding in satiety for weight management. And then lactose-free dairy is a solution for those who are suffering from digestive issues. So it's really no surprise then that lactose-free and a higher protein, low sugar dairy are really the segments that are driving gains in fluid milk.
For more information about the Dairy Checkoff, visit DairyCheckoff.com. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Stars and Stripes and Summer Nights during the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee. Hear the roar of the engines at the Red Cedar Speedway with late model racing Thursday and Friday night and the NTPA Tractor Pull on Saturday. Enjoy the great fair food and all the rides with Spectrum Carnival. Don't forget about all the animal exhibits too.
It's rides, food, animals, and fun during the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 4.6 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending July 13th, according to USDA. Rainfall in portions of the state slowed cutting of hay and forage. Topsoil moisture conditions remained at 73% adequate and 18% surplus. Corn silking reached 13%. Corn condition was rated at 76%, good to excellent. Soybeans were 44% blooming, and 5% of soybeans were setting pods. Soybean condition was reported at 74%, good to excellent. Winter wheat was 92% coloring. Condition was rated at 72%, good to excellent. Meanwhile, harvest of winter wheat and oats for grain had started in some areas. The potato harvest is beginning in some areas, and condition was rated at 89%, good to excellent. Second cutting of alfalfa hay was at 68% complete. Third cutting is underway as well. Hay condition was rated at 80% good to excellent. That was up 4 percentage points from the prior week. Elected officials, educators, legislators, and engaged community members are invited to attend an opportunity to explore the future of dairy farming and rural development in Wisconsin. The 2025 Agricultural Community Engagement Twilight Meetings will take place across four counties, offering on-farm tours and open discussions about key issues affecting rural communities. The events are scheduled for August 25th through the 28th and will be hosted by dairy farms in Buffalo, Monroe, Manitowoc, and Jefferson counties. Organized through a collaborative effort between the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Counties Association, and Wisconsin Towns Association, the meetings aim to foster meaningful conversation and connections among stakeholders in agriculture and rural development. Each meeting begins at 6 p.m. with a guided tour of the host farm, providing a behind-the-scenes look at how modern dairy farms care for animals, utilize technology, and manage dairy operations. For more information, just visit the PDPW website. Over the weekend, President Trump did threaten to put a 30% tariff on imported goods from Mexico and the European Union beginning August 1st. The move comes after weeks of negotiations that have not concluded in a comprehensive trade deal. The president announced the threats in separate letters to Mexican and EU leaders. The letters were then posted on Truth Social Saturday. Reuters said the EU and Mexico are among the largest trading partners for the U.S. and responded by calling the tariffs unfair and disruptive, while pledging to continue to negotiate with the U.S. for a broader trade deal before the deadline. The effect on U.S. agriculture could be significant. U.S. Department of Agriculture says that Mexico made up 69% of America's vegetable imports and 51% of fresh fruit imports. With short shelf lives, produce could see price hikes faster than other goods. American biofuel manufacturers will use over half of all the soybean oil produced in the U.S. next year. Agriculture.com says a recent series of policy moves at the federal level have transformed the sector, including higher blending mandates and curbs on foreign biofuel imports and feedstocks. In its monthly supply and demand report, the USDA raised sharply its outlook for soybean oil use by biofuel producers in the 25-26 marketing year to a record 15.5 billion pounds, up 11.5% from last month. American soy oil exports were predicted to drop to 700 million pounds as more oil is consumed domestically, down from the 2.6 billion pounds in the current season. The Environmental Protection Agency significantly raised blending mandates under the Renewable Fuel Standard and proposed to cut the number of renewable identification numbers generated for imported renewable fuels and renewable fuels produced from foreign feedstocks beginning in 2026. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
The next round of showers and thunderstorms comes late this afternoon and into tomorrow. We'll have multiple rounds of showers and storms expected in our ag weather forecast. We'll cool off and dry out to end the week Thursday and Friday, but then another active weather pattern sets back in for Friday night with multiple chances for thunderstorms from Saturday night through early next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of an afternoon shower, highs 87 to 92. Relative humidity is at 50 to 55%, south winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and storms. Lows 63 to 68, relative humidity is at 95 to 100%, south winds at 5 to 9, shifting to the east at 5 to 7, anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, a 90% chance of showers and storms. Highs 70 to 75, relative humidities at 73 to 78%. Northeast winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. We'll see anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. For Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75. Friday, partly sunny, highs 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Monday, another chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. Well, he says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow if I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong, things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, oh, it could have been different somehow if I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave.
wondered how she'd take it when he said goodbye. Thought she might do some crying, lose some sleep at night. But he had no idea when he hit the road that without him in her life, she'd let herself go. Let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. She poured her heart and soul into their three-bedroom ranch. Spent her days raising babies, ironing his pants. Came home one day from the grocery store and found his note. And without him there to stop her, she let herself go. Let herself go on her first blind date. Had the time of her life with some friends at the lake. Let herself go by a brand new down to the beach, he always said was too far. Sand sure felt good between her toes. She let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. To Vegas once, Honolulu, New York City, came back knocked out pretty.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Staring out the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a-getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a-turning back to living that old life no more.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon.
trucker out of Philly had a nice long toke, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like a wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Oh, so rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, anyway I wanna feel. Hey, hey, mama, rock me, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like the southbound train. Hey, yeah, yeah, mama.
That we'll see tomorrow. Heaven only knows how long we have. So there's no way I'll ever for one second let you wonder just how long my love for you will last. Till my last breath, till I'm called on high, till the angels come and I see the light. To the very end, till I give in to the last beat of my heart. No, I can't swear that I'll be here for the rest of your life, but I swear I'll love you for the rest of to the very end, till I give in to the last beat of my heart. No, I can't swear that I'll be here for the rest of your life, but I swear I'll love you for the rest of mine. No, I can't swear that I'll be here for the rest of your life, but I swear I'll love you for the rest of mine.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM,
WRTF.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
Tell him, Blanc.
The way your hair's in a mess in the morning when you open your eyes. The way an hour goes by when you say that you'll be ready in five.
The little devil on the side of his frown when you're laughing at a movie that you've seen about a thousand times. You know, girl, that I can't lie. I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror, and you're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you. God made you. In your cheeks when you're mad, but you say that you're not.
Yeah.
And the shape of the face that you make when you're taking a shot.
Taking a shot.
The little white lie that you told the security guard at the hotel pool when we got caught. I was thinking, girl, you never looked so hot.
You never looked so hot.
And that I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror, and you're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you.
Come on.
My masterpiece, my Mona Lisa. And I need you to stay just the way God made you. Just the way God made you. I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror. You're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you. God.
Michelle Franzen. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee holding a hearing for the nomination of Mike Waltz, President Trump's former national security advisor, who left the post amid the signal chat.